What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We're going to start. As we've started yesterday, and as we'll start here today, we've got plenty on this topic in general here for you guys. 800-636-1067. I want to take this Terry situation. He spoke yesterday to the media. You've heard all the clips by now. You've heard a long, frankly, a long sit-down with assembled media when he was shooting his Eastern Motors commercial. Took a break from letting people know that your job is your credit there. And kind of, you know, dished, kind of told you where he was at, what he was feeling, etc. So here's the question I've got to start. Is this Terry specific from the team? And what I mean by that is, are they going, yeah, but you're 30. Yeah, but there are other guys that have been way more productive that are making less. You know, you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown. You look at, I don't know, DJ Moore is a good comp for you, making way less than you're probably asking for. Is this a Terry specific, hey, we don't want to give you that fourth year. Hey, we don't want to, we're not in a hurry to peg you because you're not our guy. Is this a Terry thing? Or is this just how they negotiate big deals? And we're going to find this in the future. This is their first one. They didn't have any last year. There were no mega contracts that were up for negotiation on this team. They didn't inherit any. That was one of the only things you could kind of give Rivera and all the Martys credit for, is they didn't leave too many sticking out sore thumb situations there.
Or John, good players.
Yeah, well, there's that too. That's the downside of not having any big contracts. You lack good players. The only albatross contract, and I put that in quotes, that they inherited is Daron Payne last year coming up now. John Allen, they made a decision. They moved on, lickety-split. No disrespect to John Allen. They wanted something different. They went and got it this offseason. So this is their first time going through something that happens to teams a lot when you have good players that everybody likes, and their contracts are about to expire. You'll note that those players need to be compensated at a high level because they're excellent, right? We're not used to that here. We haven't done one of these in a long time, but this is what's happening. Is this just how Adam Peters learned to do it when they did George Kittle, when they did Nick Bosa, when they did Brandon Ayuk? And by the way, Terry's not even close to the Ayuk level of unprofessionalism, right? Ayuk is out there making overtures with other teams and flirting with Jaden Daniels,
in a
football sense, and you're prattling on about all this, that, and the other on his Instagram Live and doing all sorts of things that are not productive to any kind of conversation. Terry's not there. He had one kvetching session, and that's that. We said our pieces about that yesterday. Or is it how they did it in Detroit when they got the aforementioned Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, or some of the other guys? Jared Goff, I think, signed under Lance Newmark and company. Is this just the playbook where they're acknowledging players can do whatever the hell they want? You can say what you want, talk to who you want, talk how you want, hold as many press conferences at Eastern Motors where your job's your credit as you'd like. You can do what you want. At the end of the day, to get what you want, you got to come play for us. You got to report. And the agreement will become to or we'll get to the agreement kind of when you admit defeat to a degree. Is that just how they do business? And we're finding that out in real time. Again, if God willing, in a few years, say Josh Connerly is up, right? So it'd be a couple seasons from now. And Josh Connerly is a star left tackle in this league, has taken over for Laremy Tunsil. He's the heir apparent. He needs to be paid $36 million, $37 million. That's the tackle market in a few years as I'm fast-forwarding with the cap going up. Are we going to do this again? And are we going to panic and get pissed off when Connerly is at Eastern Motors where your job's your credit? Having an impromptu press conference, I'm going to keep throwing it in their tubs. Eventually, people are going to laugh at it. Is he going to do this and say how frustrated he is, how disrespected he feels, and lo and behold, whatever day of training camp it gets done? Because he doesn't have the leverage because of the way the CBA is. Or is this Terry specific? That's my question. Is this process or about Terry? You guys understand the difference? 800-636-1067. Toblerone, what say you? Is this just how they're going to be doing business on big contracts? Or is this Terry?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Very specific.
So I think this is interesting that we're doing this on July 16th because I was just looking around. 1 year ago today, Danny, headline from ESPN, July 16th, 2024, wide receiver Brandon Ayuk requests trade from the 49ers. He obviously went on to sign a contract extension with the Niners. Trent Williams, September 3rd of 2024. Trent Williams ends holdout, finalizes reworked three-year deal on September, right before the season starts. This is what the Niners do. This is how they do business. They wait till you're in the building, or they wait till there's a holdout, or they wait until the urgency kind of ramps up a little bit, and then they start doing business. I don't think this is Terry specific. I think there are certain parts of this that make it a little more difficult with Terry because of the age, all the stuff that we've talked about. But I don't think that they're making an example of Terry McLaurin versus other guys. I think this is how they're going to do business. And if this is how they're going to do business, we're going to see over the next couple of years that we'll get used to it. And, you know, we'll just continue to understand the way that they do it. I just asked them if this is the way that they're going to do business. Could you not do it for one guy? And it's not Terry. They can do whatever they want to Terry. Please don't do this to Jaden. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can make an example of Terry to an extent. You can do all these different things. But when it comes time to pay Jaden, keep that guy as happy could be when you come up to make that contract extension for him. And it seems like the Niners kind of did that with Purdy. There was a little uncertainty, but eventually they ended up getting a deal done with Purdy. And I know Adam Peters really wasn't a part of these per se because he was here, but it's the way that they've done business. Deebo Samuel had this, right?
Mm.
Nick Bosa had this, right? Plenty of people in San Francisco have gone through this exact process that Terry's going through right now. And I think this is how Adam Peters is going to choose to do business. He wants to play hardball. He wants to make sure that they get the best deal for the team. It's not to say that he doesn't value the player, because he clearly does. None of these guys left. Obviously, Deebo left after a couple of years, but it's not like Deebo requested a trade and then was gone. Brandon Ayuk is still going to be wearing 49ers colors. So they get these things done. It's just maybe a little bit rougher than we're used to here, because generally in the past, either guys aren't talented enough to be doing these sorts of things, so you don't worry about it. They get the extensions done early. You overpay to keep guys, whatever it may be. But we're not used to these sorts of negotiations. And I think for big-time organizations that are competing for Super Bowls, because let's be real, while this organization had a great year last year, which one has been the best better organization over the last couple of decades? San Francisco.
Well, sure, yeah.
So the way that they're doing business is they're trying to make sure that they're setting up their team in the best way possible. I think it's pretty obvious that Adam Peters took that philosophy here, and that's what you're seeing play out right now with Terry McLaurin.
So if that's the case, then nobody should be worried then. If you know what I mean? Ipso facto. Like, if the deal is, this is just how it's going to happen, then no one should have any concern. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but wouldn't that logically follow?
I would think so. Yeah, and that's why I think the easy way to, if you are worried, to kind of ease some of that worry is to look at San Francisco. The other point about this too, though, Danny, is he's not John Lynch. He might take some philosophies from John Lynch, but like you know, for example, for you, right? You talked about some guys you took that were idols for you growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You really like Cal Ripken. You like Art Monk. You took some of those things to the field, but you couldn't do everything that they did. You did some little different things, right? You have to put your own spin on things.
Sure.
Adam Peters may admire what they did in New England, what they did in Denver when he was there, what they did in San Francisco, but he's ultimately got to make his own decisions. So maybe he takes a little bit. Seems like this is the San Francisco playbook, but we don't know yet. I think that's where the concern is, because in 4 or 5 years, if they've done this with a couple of guys, okay, now we see the playbook. We're used to it. But are we 100% sure it's San Francisco's yet? I'd say I'm 90% sure, but who knows?
Yeah, maybe. The last time we had one of these, it was Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
3 years ago, right? And the Martys, and Marty and Martin and Marty, and Marty and Marty, also Marty and Ron, they got, to their credit, I thought they were botching it. They got it done. They did. It was right around now, maybe even a little bit before now. I can't even remember the date. Some one of you guys find that for me, the actual date of when they got it done, the first Terry extension. But this, to me, is a recognition of the CBA and the leverage or lack thereof that players really have. And if players are pissed off enough about it, this is what needs to go into the next CBA. Talk to your union rep, talk to the leadership, and fight. So that these kinds of, and again, it sounds like I'm being belittled, like I'm belittling Terry. I don't mean to. But these tantrums, because that's all it really is a bit of a tantrum.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? And again, it sounds like I'm trivializing. We're talking about a man's livelihood, talking about a job that you know that millions of people care about. But my point is, I don't mean it in the sense like your toddler, you know, holding their breath till they're blue in the face. I'm basically saying there's not much recourse when you're under contract currently. To get what you want, you must show up and play football. Sitting out don't help you. Not being productive doesn't help you. Not being a good teammate doesn't help you. Like, there's no real good benefit other than to just say you're furious. Okay, you're allowed to be furious. You can be in whatever emotional state you want. Because of this CBA, we pretty much got you. Now, you don't want it to get that adversarial. That's not good for anybody.
No.
Right? But this sort of like, I'll never play for this team again. Oh, what's that, a contract offer? Fine. I demand a trade, Brandon Ayuk, Myles Garrett, name that player. Oh, the money solves it. There is not that much leverage for the players here. Terry's leverage is, I'm Terry McLaurin, dude. I'm not Terry Stevens. I'm not Phil Mancuso, right? Terry McLaurin, everybody loves me. My teammates respect the hell out of me. I'm the shining example of what you guys said you wanted. But at the end of the day, even that doesn't necessarily give him more CBA contract negotiation nuts and bolts leverage, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, 100%. Because we looked it up yesterday, and if you're not on a rookie contract, you can't waive the fines, which are $50,000 a day, I believe, once you get to training camp. So essentially, you have to hold in if you're really trying to preserve any sort of cash, because $50,000 over a couple of weeks, that piles up to a large amount that most dudes aren't willing to give up simply to not show up to work. So that's how you get a lot more hold-ins now. So they're at least in the building. And if you sit out for a year, you don't accrue the year. So then you're in the same situation. So it is an interesting spot where there isn't a whole lot of negotiation leverage for the player side, other than the fact that you say, you know what I'm worth. I'm worth this on the football field, and I'm worth this in terms of what I mean to the team. And Terry has a lot of that. Maybe yes. as much as just about anybody in the National Football League when you consider how much he means on the football field and off the football field. But that's it. And if Adam Peters in his first year saw, you know, enough value but didn't take into consideration all the stuff before that, maybe it's a little bit different. Maybe he looks at it and says, we appreciate what you did, dude. We really do. We weren't here for all that. Right. We're a good football team now. I can't just pay you because of what you did when the team sucked. Like, congratulations, you went for 1,000 yards with Taylor Heinicke. That's awesome. We're worried about what you can do with Jaden Daniels in 2 to 3 to 4 years. So that's what makes this discussion, this negotiation so interesting. I still think it'll get done. I think they're going to ramp things up now. But Terry pulling the lever yesterday to talk to the media the way that he did, I think was one of the few leverage points he had. And even then, it's really not that great of a leverage point.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.